Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, everyone. I think we're live. I'm going to apologize. I'm trying to play the opening. I'm having all kinds of problems with the switchboard right now. But this is Tamara Luna from Tree of Life Hour here on the Pagans Tonight Radio Network. The Tree of Life Hour is brought to you by the Tree of Life Community Center, a nonprofit group of people in the Louisville, Kentucky area trying to create space for people of earth-based religions and philosophies. And our show is all about community, things we think the community should know or be talking about. I'm going to see if I can try to play the official Pagans Tonight opening again real quick.
Welcome to Pagans Tonight Radio Network, the voice of the pagan world. Pagans Tonight is sponsored by WitchSchool.com, your anyone, anytime, anywhere magical education.
All right, I played that time. Yay. So tonight's show, we're trying something different. We have Lady Vanessa on with us. Say hi, Lady Vanessa.
Hi, Lady Vanessa. Oh, wait, that's me. Hi, Samara Luna.
And she's come on. She's going to do some live tarot reading. So if you want to do a tarot reading, please call in. Our number is 347-308-8222. And you can call in, and if you'd like to have a reading, press 1 so that we know you're there. For those of you that are listening through Blog Talk Radio, I know I said that we would try to do some if you posted your question in chat. However, chat is not launching for me. It keeps giving me an error. I don't know what is going on with Blog Talk Radio right now. Things are acting a little crazy. Press buttons and nothing wants to work on other things too. So who knows what's going on. But Lady Vanessa, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
Oh my. Well, I've been a tarot a pagan Wiccan path practitioner for over 38 years. My spiritual mom used the Rider-Waite-Smith deck and encouraged us to find a divination technique, and I latched on to what she had, and I've enjoyed it ever since. I started teaching tarot reading some years ago now, even at that, maybe 8 years ago, to other people. And it is my experience anyway that whenever you get a tarot reading, you're going to get some kind of a mini lesson in any event on what the card's positions are. It's almost impossible to explain to somebody what you're seeing without going into the positioning and the relationships between the positions. So I generally use what's called a Celtic cross, but most of the time I use what I call particularly the heart of the Celtic cross. My Celtic cross is a little different than the normal one, but I just use the four cards that form the middle of it with a cover cross, passing, and coming current. But I've also worked in the community to do outreach for Pagan and Wiccan group in that I work with Pagan Pride Day. I'm on the board here in Louisville, Kentucky. I am a ecumenical director, and I like to remind everyone that that is coming up in September. I have appeared in many years ago in Leo magazine. In fact, I was on the cover, and then more recently in 2015 within the Courier Journal. Here again, outreach, both of these articles in the fall to give the uninitiated, as it were, kind of an insight into what we do and that we're not scary. We're not. And that's something that I feel is really important. I don't spend all my time out doing outreach, but it's something that means a lot. I'm very active here at CUPS locally, Covenant of Unitarian Universalist Pagans at First Unitarian Church on 4th Street here in Louisville. I do tarot readings around town and for private clients, and I particularly like teaching now again. So I have offered to let you all call in tonight, and Samara Luna will hook you up, and I will do a mini reading. I can only do 4 in the time period while we go in depth about the positioning and the relationships. So that's I'm looking forward to having some off-the-cuff reading.
And it looks like we do have someone that has called in. They pressed 1. So why don't you tell everyone about your class that you have coming up, explain a little bit what that's about, and I am going to make sure it's someone calling in for read.
Great. Okay, hi everyone again. I have a class coming up this coming weekend at Silver Wolf Gifts in Independence, Kentucky. You can find more details on their page on Facebook, as well as Lady Vanessa, me, on my page on Facebook as well. So the title of the workshop is The Tree and the Tarot. It's a very fast-paced workshop. I'm known for that. And you'll analyze the relationship between the tarot and the tree, and then you'll assess that information, that is the information in between the tarot and the tree of life, in order to perform a tarot reading. And by the end of the class, you'll have the tools to do a rudimentary reading with very little effort. It's a pretty amazing little system. So that's part of what you do. But it's fast-paced. There's many activities that go on, and I do ask that people that show up for that at Silver Wolf Gifts this Saturday know that there will be some very light physical activity. You have to stand up and walk around a little bit. So I would encourage you to do that in advance. The fee is $20. At the door, it's $25. So go ahead and call Donna, the owner, at Silver Wolf Gifts. And I can see if I can find that number, which I don't have immediately. But you can call Donna, and she will set you up.
Cool.
The number.
Right. So, you found it. Sorry.
Yeah, the number for Silver Wolf Gifts is 859-918-6394. And the address is 8189 Richardson Road, Independence, Kentucky.
All right. We have Mary on the line that wanted to get a reading. And she brought up a good question. I didn't think about asking this. Do you want to do general readings, or are you looking for specific questions?
We'll go with general, and we'll move on from there. That's the way it usually works.
Okay.
They kind of end that way.
All right.
So.
Okay.
Hi, Mary.
Mary on the air then.
Ah.
Yes, hello there. From Kentucky, from Florida. And nice to hear you. First show, I guess.
Hi, Mary.
Hello?
This is Lady Vanessa. Hi, Mary. This is Lady Vanessa.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hi, lady. How are you?
Hi. Hi, I'm great. You may call me Vanessa.
Okay, Vanessa.
Okay, Mary. Now, I'm going to ask you to think about what's on your mind. We're going to start off with a general reading, and what's on your mind will come out in these cards. I, by the way, used to do reading online for a psychic hotline some many years ago. So I have done this before. It's not new to me.
Right.
Now, think about what's on your mind.
Wow. All of it.
And just think.
A bit.
And I'm going to pull 4 cards for you.
Okay.
Just randomly from a fish pond layout, Rider-Waite-Smith deck, which is my preferred deck. And I'm going to flip them. This first card is in a position that's called covering. The next one is in a position called crossing. The third card is in position called passing. Doesn't mean it's gone, it's passing. And the final card, the fourth card, is in a position called coming. Now, the cards I have for you are the first one in covering is the Three of Pentacles. Some people call them discs, some people call them stones. I have just pentacles. It's sometimes a financial card. And in this case, it may well be because it stands alone and it is the three. The three, the lower pentacles, often relate to finance, business, and transactions. It tells me, though, that you tend to be one who gives, and you are kind of in a place where you really deserve to be getting a little bit back, and maybe people aren't doing for you what you've done for them in the past.
Sounds about right.
I can see that the Eight of Wands crossing you, that can sometimes be one of the strife cards. It can be slings and arrows of love, too. So right now, relationships may be a little bit tough. And I don't just mean love relationships, romantic love. Your relationships can be strained possibly by financial issues. So that's something that's that when those two cards combine in this way is a thing. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Passing, you have the Page of Cups. The Page of Cups often represents a person, but more, well, in this case, I don't know, I get the sense of the younger person, who has been asking you for something and perhaps being a little difficult. But on another level, the page can also, particularly this page, the page can be represent a situation where emotions and courage have been required by people around you in order, because of the card in the center crossing you, which is the Eight of Wands, that these people have been, you've needed them to help you. And here again, they kind of not done what you need. They're not really there for you. And in the end, with the Ten of Wands, is your outcome card, or your, in this case, your coming current. You are so good at carrying multiple loads and that you're great at doing so many different things simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
People just kind of let you ride that way. It's really quite okay for you to delegate, for you to say no. You don't have to do it all yourself. It may be hard for you to do that, especially when new issues come up and things need to be dealt with. But really, you have the universe's permission to share some of that with those around you. And there are some people around you that are quite supportive. You just need to say no when you want to, and it's okay. So from these cards, though, what is specific, and I'll read them in this light, is what specifically is on your mind? Because I get a sense there is something financial.
Yes, I do need, definitely need to start seeing some financial improvement, and I'm in a situation where I've been trying a lot of different things that hasn't happened, and I have some income, but it's, of course, not enough these days. There's some medical issues that I can't take care of unless I do have the financial assistance.
Right.
So that's kind of looming pretty heavy. And then, of course, there's car repair and, you know, just the practical things of life, which are just kind of day by day, they're, you know, weighing heavy on my to see some progress.
You've got here with the Three of Pentacles in regard, if reading that one as a medical card, and it's perfect for medical financial issues. It's also okay for you to ask for people. You've given in the past, and the universe is there for you, too. So it's okay to ask. It's okay to look up and find all the various possibilities from your healthcare institutions locally. Yeah, I think you would be surprised.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of research.
Find.
along those
right.
lines. I thought I had nailed one down that really was going to give me some assistance, and that fell through about a month or so ago and set me back to what I had planned on doing. So I do have some help with the finances, insurance, but it doesn't cover the things that are really needed right now.
Well, I will give you, in one sense, give you something good about this reading. There's no major arcana cards in it. It's going to pass quickly. So as far as what it says now about things kind of being static in the way of difficulties, and that is not going to necessarily last, because this reading tells me that it is a fleeting reading, as it were. So it will pass fairly quickly. So, you know, in another 8 weeks, find yourself someone, a psychic or tarot reader to consult with, and they can perhaps help you see a little bit in the future. But right now, things are difficult. And my advice, my cards are telling me that the advice to you from them is that you need to keep looking, approach those sources, those kinds of sources, and don't give up. There are other ones around you. I don't think you're seeing, because you really do feel burdened, and it's that I can see where that's not going to stop right away. And that is, I hate to tell you that, but that's what they say. And with the wands being here, though, I have a sense that new things and new revelations will be coming your way very soon, though. So you just need to keep at it.
Yeah.
So how's
that?
Okay.
That's a real good. You've nailed down the concerns I do have, and and there's definitely I'm trying. I'm kind of spinning my wheels. I am doing a lot for myself, but I'm also trying to get outside help as well. So that's pretty accurate.
Well,
okay,
there's nothing wrong with
I'll
doing that. Thank you, Mary.
Someone else waiting for you. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye bye.
Hey, Samara Luna. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello.
You there?
Hey, Samara. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Great. Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
I was like, did I mute myself somewhere? I wasn't sure. Okay. I know there's one person that is going to be calling in here hopefully shortly. We do not have anyone else at the moment. So I guess... Well, would you? I guess since we have a little bit of spirit, go ahead.
Oh, I said let's talk a little bit about tarot then, if you want. Unless somebody pops up, so we can talk a little bit.
Yeah.
The workshop I'm offering is about the Tree of Life, the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, which I know you're familiar with, and its relationship to the cards, how that came about a bit, but moreover, how you can utilize it to help you read the cards. It's not a spread itself, but there will be a three-turn, and by the end of the class, you'll be able to read that three-turn with very little effort. It's fast-moving and interactive, more so than any I've ever done before, so it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to doing it. This my first time publicly this Saturday. Well, publicly in an establishment outside of cups and outside of other more private venues. So, of course, tarot goes back over 600 years. And the cards were not particularly, that we know of, used originally for divination. The origins are a bit cloudy, but seem to be somewhat related to some Egyptian cards called the, I believe it's Moak card, something like that, M-U-L something. It's the history, like I say, is somewhat muddy. But the cards are... today used for games as well as divination, as they were then. And originally, when the cards were painted by the very wealthy families in the Renaissance Italy, they were used for a game where the cards told a story about another person, or you told a story based on what cards were drawn and revealed, and made up tales about other people, about fictional things. Pretty creative, and in some ways that suits very much with the way we use the cards today. The cards, as I always say, tell a story or they don't. And generally speaking, 99% of the time, the cards will clear a story about what's going on with the querent, the person you're reading for. The cards that the uber-wealthy Italians used were called the, I can't do this justice, I'm sure, the cards de triomphe, the cards of triumph. And, of course, that's where we get the word the trumps for the major arcana, which is another term, basically, for the major arcana. What other things shall we talk about with the tarot?
In your experience, I know a lot of people are, when they work with tarot, they want to know the best way to get to know their cards. What do you suggest?
Well, there's a lot of ways to do that. Getting to know your cards, no matter what, the best, the fastest is what most people want. Whether or not it's the best is another thing. And that's one of the cool things about this workshop. I'm going to give you a fast way to learn your cards, really fast, very simple, but you still have to devote some time to rote memory. Rote memorization is not a favorite thing for most people, but you still have to do a little of that to use this method. It's not the method I use most of the time when I'm reading, but it's one I can teach and one people can learn quickly. The long-term best method is to practice on your friends, study the pictures on your cards, look up the meanings that are given for your deck, and read by those for yourself. I don't read for myself, but for yourself, practice on the cards, meditate on the cards, leave them around your house if you need to, whatever it takes. There's a lot of ways that can help you get them in your head. My favorite deck is the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. Of course, Pamela Coleman Smith was the artist, and her work is in hundreds of thousands of homes all across the world, and few people know her because most of us just know it as the Rider-Waite deck. But the person who actually did the paintings was Pamela Coleman Smith, also nicknamed Pixie, which is adorable. Fun facts about the tarot. The Ten of Wands, or the Queen of Wands, has a cat, a little black cat, in the Rider-Waite-Smith deck painted at the bottom of the picture. There's a cat. And that cat was not ever part of any prior tarot decks, which, of course, the main one was the Tarot de Marseille, the Marseille's deck. Ever since she added that cat, which was her cat, she drew her cat in, which is very cool, into her deck. That's where the cat came from. Other cards, you'll see cats on the Queen of Wands card. Sometimes they're big cats, like panthers or something, but there's often cats on those cards, so it's kind of interesting. People have admired the work so much of the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. It's been very influential to later decks. So. Of course, the infamous Crowley deck, the Thoth deck, actually called back to the prior decks, the decks preceding the 1910 Rider-Waite-Smith deck. So they were the cards that he helped create with Lady Frieda Harris as the artist were based more on the Marseille deck, in that the pips did not have stories on them. The pips of the cards 1 through 10 of the regular suits. so there weren't pictures on them. That was the innovation that the Rider-Waite-Smith deck offered, and most decks do now. So there's actually pictures drawn instead of just, say, a Eight of Swords in some creative fashion. You now get an entire piece of artwork on that deck or on that card, and on every card, the Two of Wands. I sometimes call him the Explorer. You have a man searching out, looking out, holding what appears to be a globe, and you wouldn't have had that in prior decks to 1910, so not on the two. On the trumps, you would have Major Arcana, but not on the tips at all. So that was an innovation. Lots of innovations with the 1910 publication of the Rider-Waite-Smith deck.
Okay, so here's a question. What's the difference between tarot decks and oracle decks?
Okay, it's a good question. I consider anything that doesn't have 78 cards to be an oracle deck. So that's a lot if you're going to divine with it. Of course, that means you're, you know, even a regular playing deck, though, maybe you could, you can divine with that, obviously. You can use it for fortune telling, pick a word. But it's, nevertheless, it's different from tarot and more like an oracle deck. Because tarot has 78 cards, it was kind of fundamentally created as that, as a 78-card deck during the Renaissance, the late Renaissance, or the 1490s, we have our first full and complete historic deck that still is in existence. There are other cards we have from earlier in that same century, but that deck, Solabusca, I believe, that deck is kind of sets the standard for what we have now. So 78 cards is like the thing. It has to have suits. It has to have trumps. It has to have the major arcana. Whereas oracle decks, maybe your angel decks, there's so many, you know, out there. Oracle decks are different. They can have as many cards as the creator wanted. And that doesn't diminish the fact that they can still be used for divination. You can do divination by throwing sticks on the ground or so many other methods. It's just different. It's not, to me, tarot. So that's the thing. The cards don't always have to be named the same thing. The world card, sometimes called the universe card, that's all great. That's not really that relevant or important to me. But a 78-card deck with trumps and four suits.
So, and we have our next caller.
All right.
Oh, sorry. So I know who it is personally, but I'm not sure what she wants to go by on the air. So I'm going to ask her, what do you want to go by on the air?
Right. Hello.
Are you talking? Are you speaking to me?
Yes, yes, I'm talking to you. What would you like to?
Yeah. Oh, I'm good to be Mona.
Okay.
Mona.
Okay, this is Mona.
Hi, Mona.
Hey, gosh. Do you have a question, Mona? I'll let you talk.
Hi, Mona. This is Lady Vanessa. You may call me Vanessa, Mona, and it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Miss Vanessa.
Hi. Okay. We're going to, I'm going to ask you to think about what's on your mind. The things that are on your mind most deeply will surface in the pool anyway. The cards tend to do that. However, I like to tell my cards over and over that their job is, we all have problems, their job is to try and help you fix your problems. So we look for ways that we can do that. Now I'm going to spread the cards out into what's known as a fish pond, and we're going to draw four cards for you, Mona. So you think, and I'll draw. This first card covers you. The next card crosses you. That's not negative, it's just a thing. The name. The third card is a passing current, and your fourth card is a coming current. Let's see what we've got. If travel is in your plans, this is a good time for you to do it. You need to,
All right, I like that. Do it now.
Yeah, very good. You have the in your covering card. You have the two of pentacles. The two of pentacles is this juggler dude, and he's holding a pentacle in each hand, and around the pentacles is connected an infinity symbol. It's one of three in the deck. There's only three, and the fact that on one level, the fact that you have that card tells me travel's good for you right now. If you're planning it, you go for it. You plan it now. It's going to be good for you on one very simple level. On another level, you're certainly on a journey, and it may not always be a physical one. But you're finding that you're on a journey, and it kind of takes you back and forth. You're having – it's not trapped, but you kind of tend to repeat a lot of the same situations in your life.
Absolutely.
You pull them out.
Over and over. You pull them out.
Well, that happens
different
to
people,
a lot of
different
us.
Different characters, but same damn thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of the ways you can break that is – according to some of the other cards, and that card itself is expose yourself to new things. Take risks when you get the opportunity. You have a lot of people you have covering you, by the way, the Nine of Cups around you, a lot of more support. I think sometimes that you don't even see. It's a dude with his arms crossed, and he's got all those cups behind him, if you at all know that card.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't really see them. He just kind of knows they're there, and he's pretty sure they're there. But he hasn't really looked. He just kind of knows they're there. And it's like that you have a lot of people around you you may not realize they're very supportive. So take new adventures. Listen to what they say, because I think a lot of those folks are good for you. One thing you need to ask for, watch for, though, and it's odd because you got the same outcome card, the same coming current card my last querent did. You've got the Ten of Wands, and that is pretty weird. Out of 78 cards that, you know, that happened. But it's very strange. But that tells me, too, that, and it's in the same position, too, by the way, which is even weirder. But it tells me that the people around me right now that are calling in, as well as you yourself, tend to be burdened by things. And by burden, I don't mean things bother you. It's just they pile up. You get too much going on in your life. Your life tends to go that way. You're juggling. Kind of a callback on the Two of Pentacles. You're juggling an awful lot. But, again, you have people around you who are good. You have all these nine cups, this happiness, these people that want to help you around you. Again, like I would say to her, with this, I said to Mary previously, Mona, you can delegate. You can ask for help. It's okay. It really is. It is. It's okay to do that. Now, the thing is, you have the Emperor in your passing current. I know I'm skipping around. I don't always read in order. Doesn't work that way. The Emperor, which is your only major arcana card, and that's kind of cool that you have one. The major arcana card, the Emperor here in your passing current, it doesn't mean it's going away, but your ability to analyze your situation is pretty acute. You're pretty good at being objective when you need to. That's a quality of an Emperor. Think about it. It's very logical. You're very good at that. You're very good at knowing what you want, but things get in the way a lot. Your responsibilities, okay? And
to some degree,
the fact that you just don't ask for help when you need it, and this is a different kind of help. This is the supportive help from people who are around you and pretty giving. You really have some people around you can rely on. I didn't see you having the need to shed people. There was a sense of that with Mary's reading. I don't see that. I don't see people around you burdening you.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I said it.
That's your Emperor nature. That's this objective. I don't need these people.
You're right. I don't
need the bullying.
Better. I will get rid of them. I will nix people in a heartbeat.
Right.
Yes.
And it's better for them usually, too. That's a that's a thing people forget sometimes when someone becomes overly dependent on them.
I gained that, you know, in my older in my life. And my 20s and 30s, I would have hung on to your sorry ass, but now in all walks of life, jobs, relationships,
not mine.
Friendships, yeah, I will nix them.
Right. Well, you're very good at analyzing things. I mean, you knew right away when I said what I said about being burdened and being taxed and having a lot going on in your life, and you kind of knew already.
Yes, and
because you're already self-reflective.
Yeah, about traveling. So we literally, my husband and I literally just spoke today about we need to go ahead and book that flight to go on our little trip.
Do.
And yeah,
you
and
do.
I have the money, and I'm actually going to get off the phone and do that.
That's pretty cool. That's very cool to hear. So do you have anything else specific you want to look into at the moment?
No,
traveling,
I kind of like it.
You.
Yeah, I kind of got some verification on. I'm definitely going to make that trip, and I kind of feel like I'm on the right path. And
well, you enjoy your vacation.
What they are. Yeah, I'm going
to. And don't stop exploring. Don't stop exploring. It's good for your soul. Part of
I
who
need
you
to.
Are.
I haven't in a long time, and I'm at a place in my life where that's what I look to do.
Right.
Well, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
This was wonderful. You ladies have a great night, and I appreciate it.
Thank you,
Mona.
Okay.
All right, and I have our next caller.
Uh oh, that's fast, huh? Okay.
Hold on. Was that Mona saying hey? Hold on a second, Mona.
No, that's not me.
Okay. Never mind. Sorry. I swear I heard someone say hey. Okay. All right, we have our next caller. Are you ready?
Sure.
Hello, Vanessa. Okay.
Yes.
We have Tess. I brought Tess on the air.
Okay. Hi, Tess.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Tess. How are you?
Hi.
I'm
good.
Lady
How's
Vanessa.
Everybody?
We're great. Tess, this is Lady Vanessa. Call me Vanessa.
Okay. Hello, Vanessa.
All right. So have you had a reading before recently?
Not in a few years. I've had them done in the past, but it's been probably about 6 years.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, then no problems there. The way I usually do this when I do it remotely is I ask you to think about what's on your mind, what's going on in your life. If there are particular issues, those will pop out. It's the way it goes always. And I'm going to draw four cards from a fish pond spread out of the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. The first card will be, it's the center of the Celtic cross. This one will be what's called covering you. Nice. The next one is crossing you. The next one is passing. And the next one is coming. Test. Well, this is a pretty cool spread. All right, covering you have pretty much my favorite card in the deck, and crossing you have also pretty much one of my favorite cards in the deck. These are great. You have the world, sometimes called the universe, and then crossing that, because I can't hold back on telling you, is a card called the Ten of Pentacles. It's a woman, sometimes called the Bird Lady by people. The Bird Lady is not a court card. She's a nine. But I'll tell you what, when you look at her, you know that she's got some power plays going on in that palace that she lives in, which you can see kind of in the background there in the corner. So she's definitely smart, and she's also very loving. Her robe is covered with very special little roses. They're not regular roses. They're actually Venus symbols, and it symbolizes her loving nature, as does, you would think, her holding the bird, but the bird is actually a raptor with a little mask on. So she's also very smart. She practices arts, and so she's smart. And then there's grapes, you know, around her growing on sort of a It looks like a fence, but of course that's not quite how grapes grow. Anyway, she has her growing there on these vines, and so she's smart, she's wealthy, she's creative, she's loving. Creative is the represented by the fruit. Okay, so you have that crossing you. That often, when she comes up, she often represents my querent, as does the world card. But the world card's really cool, the card that you've got covering. The world card is not a simple card by any means. You have the woman in the center, and then around you, you have all the fixed signs of the zodiac represented by depictions on the card within a circle. The idea is that your center and you right now are in a place where you can direct your future as you want. That's incredibly reinforced by having the Nine of Pentacles over it. Pentacles are more than money cards, especially the upper level ones, way more. They're very spiritual because, as you know, most of us know, the pentacle, the five-pointed star that we draw, you know, in the air or on a piece of paper, is more than just the four directions. It's the spirit as well. So it's a very spiritual card, very deep card. You have a lot available to you right now, and I tell you, you need to jump on that and work with that. You shouldn't have too much trouble finding it if you reflect now. In the future, you're going to have to work with other people, so it may get a little complicated about how you want to do things, where you want to go with your life and your direction, your choices. In your coming current, you have the Five of Staves or Wands. Some people see that as a strife card. I really see it more as a cooperation card. I like to look at the positive aspects of it. It's a group of people with these sticks flailing about everywhere, so it looks. And they're not really hitting each other, though. And they're working together to do something toward an end. So right now is a time for you, but in the very near future, you're going to find yourself having to do a lot of work with groups of people. So take time for yourself now and enjoy that because you're in a very good place. Passing current, the Ace of Wands, another wand. You fiery little thing, you. You've got new information and new passions and people around you that want to help you. But I'll tell you what, you're in a situation where the new things that are coming at you and your responsibilities are not going to affect you at this time, but in the near future they will begin to. They're gifts at this time. They seem easy. Maybe new people in your life, new opportunities. But those new opportunities are going to get a little bit more complicated as time goes on. That's kind of the way it goes. So enjoy your moments. Enjoy your time now. And you really have a lot going for you right now. If you just focus on you right now. So what do you want to, what's on your mind the most? Because this is a tough one to pick at. This looks to me like you've got business things around you somehow. But go ahead.
Well, all of that actually makes sense. I'm in the process of, I've been for almost a year now, which no one knows, but I guess some people are going to know now. I've been going to taking college classes at night. So I can prepare myself for cosmetology school. Whole new career, because for the past 11 years I've been in the healthcare. So I've just completely flipped it and I'm trying something new. However, I do have some health issues that seem to be getting, I guess I could say worse. They're not getting any better. So I'd like to see, what's going to happen with that. My health is a big concern that I have at the moment.
Right. Well, in the near future, according to this reading, things are going to get complicated that way. I mean, you know it. the Five of Wands in your coming current reveals it. Enjoy right now, you know, because having to deal with that, those health issues financially and physically and psychologically becomes harder over time for a while. This is not a reading in stone. You have the one major arcana card, which is the beauty. So enjoy the now and know that, yeah, things are going to get a little taxing for a bit. But this reading will pass. This is not particularly a reading that's going to last the rest of your life. Readings kind of, unless there's a preponderance of major arcana cards, readings tend to kind of fluctuate. So while things are very going to be stressed for a little bit in the coming future, it's not going to last. There's no sign here that it's going to sustain that. You have to try and see the better side of things. That's one thing, too, about the wands. You have two of them out of the four. So having the wands there tells me that you kind of know that, but it may be something that you have to focus yourself. You may have to make yourself focus on. So,
right.
But you're worth it. I mean, you've got the world as your covering card. You're certainly you certainly have a sense of your self-worth and your value, and that's cool.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that's really been, I'm keeping myself busy lately.
Right.
And like I said, the only thing that I really wasn't sure on or how things were going to go was the health thing, because it seems to, it just keeps getting in the way of me trying to
Right.
do other things.
Right. Well, reflect on what you can do, because there's people know that you're loving. People know that there's a lot of depth to you. We said that a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't give up. don't let go just because health can be so very, very hard to deal with. There's so much potential and so much going on that you just kind of glow a lot of times, whether you know it or not. So that's
yeah.
very cool. That's very cool.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's good to know. I appreciate that.
Is it break time yet?
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on, Tess.
Not a problem.
Thank
you ladies
Tess.
Have a good night. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you. I did.
All right.
Yes, it is break time. So it's actually a little bit past break time, but I'm going to play a song by S.J. Tucker, or Food, as a lot of people know her. And I'm going to play Song of the Witches.
Okay.
Knowledge rock will she get? Tyranny's done. the play, striking down witches for what we don't say. But we battle nobility's ill-advised whim. Shameless and shining, we've always asked why. But what cooks in our cauldron can call down the sky? Best believe we fought hard when temptation arrived, threatening with lions and offering bribes. We'd not do her bidding and draw down the moon, though she murdered our brothers and mother for want of a spoon. Child has not broken us yet. Try as she might, not a drop will she get. Tyranny's tantrums have come into play, striking down witches. Oh, what of a day? Oh no. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. And learn how to dance when there's blood on the air. The world is a dangerous place, little one, but you already know there are marvelous deeds to be done. Wicked and strong in our shining we stand, straight backed with a drop of the future to hand. It's when we are human that you must take care. But wonders will come to you, darling, if only you dare. Oh, if only you dare. Tyranny's child has not broken us yet. Try as she might, not a drop will she get. Tyranny's flowers can't topple too soon, striking down witches for want of a spoon. Oh, no.
And we are back, and Lady Vanessa is with us tonight. She's been doing live tarot readings. I guess we're kind of finished up for tonight, though, because no one else has called in, and it's also getting towards the end of the show. So,
great.
Is there anything that you want to add or tell anyone while you're at it?
Well, again, I'd like to invite everyone in the area to come up to Silver Wolf Gifts in Independence, Kentucky on Saturday for a workshop there. It's 4189 Richardson Road in Independence, Kentucky. It'll be at 2 p.m. I'll also be doing readings at other parts of the day prior to the workshop and following the workshop. The readings won't be free, but the phone number there, if you want to call and ask for Donna, the owner, she will schedule you in for a reading, or she will be happy to help you register, pre-register for the workshop. It's 859-918-6394. It's called The Tarot and the Tree, and it's about the interrelationship between the tarot cards and the tree of life. So it's very fast-paced. It's a lot of fun. So no straight lectures when I teach. So.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and doing this for everyone. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Samara Lena. It's always my pleasure.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to let everyone know about upcoming events. I do want to go ahead and announce that next week we will be having someone on who is actually a friend of mine who is very involved in that I know from the haunt community, as well. I've also talked to him about some stuff going on, you know, at events in the pagan community and entertaining. And he is actually going to come on because he is part of the Romani culture heritage. And he's going to come on and discuss it and also talk about how gypsy is actually a bad word and derogatory word towards the Romani, and discuss that whole culture and everything, kind of let people know all the stuff that they didn't know. So I can't wait for him to come on. I'm looking forward to learning some new stuff myself. So that should be interesting next week. And as far as stuff coming up, Facebook Messenger or my Facebook is not acting like it should. And for some reason, I haven't had a lot of events popping up on my calendar. So please, 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 if you have any events you want to announce on the air, please send them to me at Samara Luna on Facebook, or you can send it to us, which is probably a better choice, at the Tree Life Community Center Facebook page, which is facebook.com/treeoflife, Louky. So just to let everybody know, this weekend here in the Louisville, Kentucky area is Pride Day, the LGBTQ Pride Day, not Pagan Pride. They have a lot of events going on. So if you're in the Louisville area, please come and check it out. Also coming up, the Voodoo Billy's Witches Ball is June 22nd, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. in Nashville, Tennessee at the end. You can get more information at, trying to figure out. Might want to contact the end, I guess, but they have a Facebook page under Voodoo Billy's Witches Ball. And then also coming up, Magic and Mysticism at the Mid-Michigan Renaissance Festival, June 23rd, which sounds pretty cool. Starts at 11 a.m. And that is at Vassar, Michigan. And then we have, I'm having trouble again with this. So usually I always announce a lot of concerts, but it's on my calendar, so I'm going to announce it. Let's see. We have July 6th in Indianapolis, Ginger Doss and Linda Millard at the Magic Candle at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and that is on Audubon Road in Indianapolis, Indiana. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 day of the show. Tuesday, July 10th is the Starwood Festival 2018. At Wisteria Event Site and Campground. That's the 10th through the 16th. Tickets are $199 for adult pre-registration, $135 for adult weekend registration, $50 for children, and I think there's other options. You can get more information at starwoodfestival.com. Also that weekend, July 12th through the 15th, is the Mystic South Conference 2018. 12th through the 15th at Crown Plaza, Atlanta Perimeter at Ravenna in Atlanta, Georgia. You can get more tickets and information at mystic-south.com. Also going on July 13th through the 15th is Midian's 2018 SID, Southern Indiana Druid and Kievan event. It's at Midian Festivals and Events in Springville, Indiana. More information and tickets at asteriabooks.com. And also July 14th through the 15th is the 7th Annual Witch Fest USA, a pagan street fair in New York, New York. It will be at between Broadway and Lafayette Streets and Hell's Kitchen on the 15th. 14th is at Broadway and Lafayette. Let's see, and I believe that will be all for tonight. So I'm going to say everyone have a blessed night, and we will talk to everyone again next week. And I do see that there is someone that just called in. I want to apologize. It is into the show now, so I'm sorry. Maybe we'll try to do this another time with Lady Vanessa, or someone else that might want to come on. So, again, everyone have a blessed night, and I will talk to you next week. And my computer just stopped working, so I'm just going to keep talking. And let's see if there's anything else on my calendar going on in the future while I'm waiting for my computer to come up. So Cumberland Falls Moonbow, July 25th. So that would be cool for all pagans to check out. It's at Cumberland Falls State Resort Park in Corbin, Kentucky. As soon as you can get tickets, too, it says you have 1-hour-long, 15-minute hike and 45 minutes on the water. That sounds pretty cool. So also, let's see, World of Fairies Festival, Saturday, okay, I'm going way out. Saturday, August 4th, and my commuter just came up, but I already started this one. The World of Fairies Festival in South Elgin, Illinois, Saturday, August 4th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets at theworldofferies.com. And it is now time to say goodnight now that the computer is back up. So I'm going to play a song from, let's do Sentinel Grove. And I'm going to play Grove Emerging. Or I'm sorry, it's just called Emerging. Sorry, that was the last name. So Sentinel Grove, and the song is called Emerging, and we will see you all next week.
Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.